B-Pod Studios.
Farsetta in the morning.
Good morning and happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Mark Farsetta, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Ian with you. What a show we're going to have for you today. Can we all agree that 2020 has sucked? 2020 has sucked. 2020 sucked pretty bad.
Yeah.
So we're going to turn the page. We got the Flyers coming in. We got the Sixers coming in hot. As a matter of fact, Saturday night, Flyers on Sunday. The new sports year has turned, my friends. So here we are on New Year's Eve, 9 o'clock. The ball will drop. We'll have a countdown. We got Miller High Life 40s to toast to our new year here in our 2020 2.0 show.
Cheers.
Welcome in. Cheers, Bob. Speaking of cheers, you still, I thought about, by the way, this is going to happen because you got Sounders. Our promotions team got Sounders.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Can't beat it.
We're starting a year over, babe. That's what we're doing today. We are starting the year over. We got great giveaways for people.
You look very handsome today, by the way.
You.
Look at you.
Bobby.
Look at you.
You look handsome today.
Even Egan, like, kind of looks presentable almost.
I was surprised that he went with such a dapper jacket. Our friends at Yakabuchi Formal Wear hooked us up with some fine tuxedo. Well, you have a nice tuxedo on. I believe I have a nice tuxedo on, and then that Pat Egan fella's got like a design on his jacket.
Yeah.
Jamie looks like he just left Studio 54. And if you see Jamie,
I love his text this morning. Did you see his text?
What? He caused an accident with that outfit.
No, he goes, these pants might be a little hipster for me.
A little hipster. How? I didn't even notice the pants. What's
no,
going on?
No,
there?
They're lovely pants.
They are. They're beautiful.
You know what? Nothing makes you feel like I need to lose some weight than when you put on a tuxedo. Let me tell you. And it is. It's supposed to be form-fitting.
Yeah.
And mine certainly is. You know, the thing on the sides that allows you to expand the waistline?
Yeah, mine's maxed out.
Oh, God, maxed out. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What Jamie meant by hipster.
Now, in case you didn't know, this
a little tight.
Yeah, I probably should have gone a size up there.
Yeah, but guess what? Now a million people like your pants, so now they're mainstream, which means you hate them. No. So Jamie is donning... I'm gonna say it, Jamie. I don't want to dime you out, but that's a wig. All right?
Mark, no.
He just let it grow out last night.
Yeah, I thought really hard about it last night, and this sprouted up.
I guess if there was ever a time to bring back the Scotty Hartnell wig from, you know, years ago, that promotion that happened, which was a great promotion.
Yeah, this is literally the Scott Hartnell wig.
The giveaway, yes. And you may be moving in the not-too-distant future.
Yes.
And here's the deal. You're cleaning out the house, so you're going through that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And the missus saw that, and what happened?
She said, this is going in the garbage. And I said, you will not be throwing Scott Hartnell wig night in the garbage. I am keeping that. So now I'm going to store it here at the studios.
And it is your right, by golly.
Yeah.
It is your right.
I earned this wig.
You absolutely did. And you look great. I know that the look you were going for today was the Joe Pesci in My Cousin Vinny look. Is that what you were looking for? It's not quite as...
80s, 70s?
Yeah. It's not like... You're not exactly wearing something that says, hey, it's 1970 and I own a farm.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You look... Yeah, it's a solid jacket. I would describe it more so as a smoking jacket.
Yes.
Yeah. But velvet, right? Velvet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draped.
Very sexy.
Draped in velvet. You are today, my friend. So thank you very much to our friends at Yakabuchi Formal Wear. They're hooking us up today. We got so many things. In this hour, I want to give away some Miller High Life prizes. That's what I want to do. Like, right out of the gate, I want to give away some five Miller High Life prizes, as a matter of fact.
I'm in. Can I get one of them?
I guess. I guess we can hook you up, Bob. I think we know some people.
I think that'd be a fun part of the show if, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, if Bob just drank during the whole show.
Well, how about this? Right on cue, our assistant program director, Coach, just walked in. Our operations manager, Coach, Eric Camille, just walks in. He's got the 40s. Come on in.
Come on in,
no,
Coach.
Don't stay outside.
I can't drink them from there.
No, you can't. You gotta,
attaboy.
There you go.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Coach.
There we go. Miller, are these chilled to the proper...
Whoa, I got a broken one.
Look at that. Look for the people on Twitch. Doesn't that just look amazing? And I will say, our friend Pat Egan does look like he just left prom. Like, forever. Like, we should... I don't know if it's...
It does look mighty handsome,
I don't know
I must
if we
say.
Should or not, but we should definitely hook him up with, like, a prom date. Is that weird? It's probably weird.
We could do that.
No, not weird.
We could do that.
Well, he looks like he just left prom. So here's what we're doing.
He's got his hair cut. Like, seriously, he's like
please stop dancing.
Yeah, stop
dancing. So anyone on Twitch is like, why do I watch this early in the morning to start my day? So we're going to have some fun today. That's the point of the program. We got a whole list of great prizes. For the people that have gone to 975thefanatic.com to register their New Year's sports resolution, we have a 24-hour rental of a McLaren 570S convertible from our good friends at Imagine Lifestyles and Rentals. Visit them at ImagineLifestyles.com. For someone that calls in today, anyone that calls in and gives us a sports resolution for the new year, a New Year sports resolution, guess what we're going to do? We're going to put you in the running for a 24-hour rental of a slingshot, courtesy of Philly Slingshot Rentals. For rentals, visit them at PhillySlingshotRental.com. These things are amazing. You want to be like one of the coolest people on the road? I mean, look at this. We got the McLaren, obviously, from Imagine Lifestyles. That's just top-notch right there. And then we also got the Philly Slingshot. You could win that today as well. We're also giving away two custom Philadelphia Union jerseys. How about them Philadelphia Union last night?
I'll tell you what, dude. I watched it from the beginning, and they went up 3-0. I was like, damn. Yeah. They got something special going.
Oh, they absolutely do.
This is fun.
Yeah, that Aaronson kid.
He's good, isn't he?
He's going to go places.
How old is he? Yeah.
19.
Oh, my God.
And who's that? Santos on that second goal he had last night?
He had two, right? Yeah. Santos had
he's
two.
Fast.
Yeah.
Second gear.
Yeah.
Second gear.
Yeah.
Actually, third gear. Everyone else was in second gear. He just went nuts, man.
Semifinals, here we come.
I love Jim Curtin after the game being like, I just want to apologize to everybody. Our wives, our kids, like, we're not going to see you. Sorry that your dads are good at soccer. Yeah. And I was like, I love that Jim Curtin.
First interview, like the 25-minute mark, they were like, yeah, that was great, huh? Back to back. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the first time we made a soccer play all game. So that was nice. Like, so dry about it. It was hilarious.
So congrats to the Philadelphia Union. They survive and advance.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about that pesky Major League Baseball today. So that's going to happen.
Is it going to happen, Mark?
Is it going to happen? We're going to happen.
I know we're going to happen, yeah. But is it going to happen?
I know in a very lighthearted, fun show for Happy New Year here, for the turn of the new year, we're going to have some good times. But we got to talk about some bad times.
Why do none of my horns work?
I don't know how to answer that question, Bob.
Sounds like a you problem, Bob.
Let me just say this. You got to finesse them.
Oh, you do it like a cigar.
I actually saw a cigar yesterday that was this size. I'm not even kidding you. I almost bought it, and I thought that'd be a bad decision. But we are going to talk a little bit about the baseball happening, or not happening, rather. That's got a lot of meat on the bone. We're going to get to that. But like I said, we got also Miller High Life is giving us 40-ounce bottles to toast the new year coming up at 9 o'clock today. We'll also have two Miller High Life coolers with a case of Miller High Life for each. And also, how about this? One Miller High Life branded record player. Is that pretty cool? That's pretty damn
cool.
That
is awesome.
Miller High Life, also the champagne of beers, as we all know.
Yes, it is.
We're going to be toasting that for our New Year's Day, basically. Also, we got 5 Hers snack trucks to give away. I want to give away at least one Hers snack truck in the next 10 minutes. So any caller that calls up and gives us a sports resolution right out of the gate, Hers snack truck. How's that grab you?
I like it.
Now, we do got to
go. Goes well with the 40, Mark.
We got... Speaking of drinking, by the way, we have a two-man New Year's Day parade that's going to happen on City Avenue. We're going to have our good friend Jackie Bam Bam, who's an official mummer, by the way.
Uh-huh.
He'll be dressed in mummer regalia. It's a word I just made up. he'll be dressed in mummer regalia, and he'll be going down the street with Baby New Year's.
Baby New Year.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce here early in the show, Baby New Year will be portrayed by Patrick Egan.
Yeah, baby. I love me some Pat Egan.
There we go.
So wait, what's the wardrobe for Baby New Year? Do we know?
Well, a diaper, obviously. He's a baby. So we'll have him in a diaper. We'll have a baby in a diaper, a Baby New Year with Pat Egan. We got that going on. We got some delicious eats coming in here, courtesy of Anna's Corner Store. So we look forward to that. A real Philly deli, North Wales and Township Line Road in East Norriton. So we'll have that coming in a little bit later. Delilah's. Now, what's New Year's Day without a Winter Classic?
I agree.
Without hockey.
I look forward to it every year. You got to have the hockey game on New Year's.
So our friends at Delilah's, our good friends, Mia and Brooke, roommates. So they've been quarantined together.
Yes.
Roommates. They will perform. Not only did they perform and so well perform the quarantine cup some months ago,
mm-hmm.
they will also be performing for us a little knee hockey action. So they will provide our own version of the Winter Classic. So we'll get some hockey going.
Grade school knee hockey was probably hours upon hours upon hours of my life wasted in the halls of Great Aunt Academy playing knee hockey.
I did always enjoy the teacher sticking her head out and being like, hey, what are you guys doing? And you'd be like all sweaty, but nothing,
crying.
Fine. Yeah. You look for something in my locker. Crying. Yeah, everything's fine. By the way, let me just say what a joy it is to do a show in a tuxedo and hold a 40 of Miller High Life. This is the who's the loser now, Mom? You know what I'm saying? This is just a great moment. You know what I'm saying?
Look, Mom, I made it.
Yeah, right. Thanks for college. This is what I'm doing with it. So we're going to have some fun today, basically. We want to give away HERS snack trucks today, HERS potato chip trucks. We're going to be giving those away today. We're going to have some good family fun. And I will say this, earlier in the week, before we get to anything about baseball, earlier in the week, when we heard from Doug Peterson, it felt like we were going to be taken care of as a football city. It felt like our team was going to get taken care of. Lane Johnson tests positive for COVID. He announces it. And you know what? People are like, okay, you know, people were going to test positive. Let's get past this. Then you listen to Carson Wentz yesterday, and he acknowledges the idea of opting out and how he understands everyone that did. And I wouldn't expect Carson Wentz to say anything other than that.
Right.
But in his own reflection, looking back on what's happened over the last 4 or 5 months, he says, everyone that opted out, I get. It was something I had to think long and hard about, being that I have a new baby at home. I obviously have a wife. I have a family. I have to look out for myself as well as my teammates. Ultimately, as we know now, he decided to come in, and he does look swole. He looks like he's jacked, but he looks like a guy that had an off season of comfortability. He had an off season where he could go back and not worry about recovering from an injury. Sure, he had the concussion, which ended his season, but it wasn't anything with his knee. It wasn't anything with his wrist. It wasn't like he had in college. It wasn't anything with his ribs like he had at the start of his rookie year. And it wasn't anything like that or a fractured back. It was just an athlete getting to be an athlete throughout the off season with the extra added joy of becoming a father. He's coming in here under the mindset and with the mindset that the NFL and the Philadelphia Eagles at the NovaCare Complex are going to take care of one another to make sure they get this season started and make it happen. And not just happen, but start and finish as well. We heard from Carson Wentz yesterday, and when we heard from him, we heard nothing but confidence about this season. Glass half full type of guy when it comes to whether or not this season will start and finish, start on time and finish on time as well. And then earlier in the day, we also heard from guys like Mike Garofalo, who was on with Anthony, talking about how this season for the NFL is going to be a tough one. They're going to have guys that are going to test positive, but ultimately players are confident they will start and finish this season. Then we also heard from Sal Palantonio, who was on Mike Missanelli yesterday, who got into the idea that this season, the NFL has a great grasp of how this season is going to start and finish as well. Yesterday felt like a slew of optimism. And after hearing the news about Lane Johnson, after hearing the news about the Phillies, I needed some optimism, and that's what we got yesterday from the people in the NFL. Really, especially regarding the Eagles and what you heard from Carson Wentz and what you heard from Doug Peterson earlier in the year. I mean, when I listened to Carson yesterday, I felt like, you know what? This guy feels like everyone else should feel. Everyone else wants to feel safe in their workplace. They want to feel like they're being taken care of. And that's exactly the vibe that I got, at least right out of the gate from Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I hope. But then you get one team that shuts it down because they had 5 positive cases when the rookies came in, told the rookies to go home. Like, it's just, I feel so bad for these athletes, for fans, for everybody. The uncertainty sucks. And nothing hit more home than here in Philly yesterday with the Phillies. I listened to Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz too, Mark, and I'm like, all right, here we go. But I got to ask you, in all honesty, with what happened yesterday and what's going on with baseball, I feel like I'm barely holding on by a thread here.
It's weird. I'm honestly on a 50-50.
Are you?
This ain't happening.
And believe me, I'm not going that route, but I feel like I'm preparing myself for bad news. Because
really?
Look what happened with one team in Major League Baseball.
Sure.
You know, look what happened. You bring in rookies. What team was it that had the 5 positives and they told the Bills?
Yeah.
And they tell them all to go home. Like, no, we can't have this go home.
What was concerning about that one was the one kid had cleared the negative 3 tests in 5 days. and he came back and might have contracted it again. Mm. So it was in the facility, which was troubling there.
Right. But even after that, like, the Eagles are, and even after having one player test positive, the Eagles are like, oh, yeah, we got this. Like,
yeah.
It's a remark. I'm talking about in Philly, the Eagles' attitude about this is exactly where you'd want it to be.
Sure.
I feel like they look at it as real. They look at it as they respect it. They don't fear it, but it's something they have to obviously acknowledge and operate accordingly because of it. I just think the Eagles have the right mindset surrounding this whole thing.
And you know what? You can't successfully play sports without the mindset that you're exactly talking about. And I don't care if it's, you know, being prepared for a game, the physicalness of whatever it may be, and if it's COVID-19, you have to have the right mindset to go out there and perform successfully. And from what Doug Peterson showed and said, and from what Carson Wentz showed and said, they have that now. And you have to keep, no matter what happens, as long as they're saying we're a go, the NFL, you have to have the mindset that they exactly have right now.
Now, something else happened yesterday, and that was the NBA started playing basketball again.
I don't want to say it was really good basketball, but two fun games to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I watched them both.
Especially the second game when you had Kawhi and you had LeBron.
Hey, LeBron touched up the beard a little bit. No gray showing anymore.
No gray showing, but I think during quarantine, my man is joining the bald club a little bit more.
I'll say this. I think he gave up.
Oh, yeah, he punted.
Right? Yeah. It comes at some point, right?
No, you don't give up until you shave the head.
Until you go.
Yeah,
okay. True. I'm surprised he's not there yet.
You know what he's doing? He's fighting a good fight.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, like our good friend Hugh Douglas early on told me, he's like, Mark, you're still fighting a good fight, man. How old were you when you let go? 30.
Okay, so LeBron's 35.
Uh-huh.
At 30, you started shaving your head?
30 was when I buzzed my head, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, LeBron's fighting the good fight.
He's still got it, though. He locked down Paul George and Kawhi to end the game.
I love that. You know what else I love?
What was that?
How about Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Anthony Davis, LeBron James all play over 33 minutes in the opener?
How about that?
And you don't even think about it, do you?
Right. No, because
they don't think about it. They're like,
stars.
Best players? Yep, go play. Let's win this game. No, yeah, it must be nice. Must be nice to have a toy like that.
I will say, I can't believe, I mean, I shouldn't say I can't believe because it's LeBron James, but Kawhi Leonard picking up his dribble at the end of that game?
I couldn't believe he gave up the ball.
LeBron wasn't even like, I mean, he was on him, but it wasn't like he was mugging him and like reaching for the ball or anything. He stayed with him. I don't know if Kawhi was waiting for Paul George to come up. I don't know if there was a play that was missed, but Kawhi just looked like he was lost for a second. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, damn, I haven't seen this in a while. And then he also had, I don't know if it was a quadruple doink, but he also had like a triple doink maybe, and it sat on the rim for a second and rolled in.
He's got in the second quarter, right?
Yeah.
He's got too many apps running. He's got to shut them down and reboot.
Is that what he's got to
do? Yeah, he's got too many background apps.
The charger at the hotel in Wild World of Sports.
Did you see the way he showed up to the game?
No.
He became like a meme. Everybody was like, this is how I dressed going to get ice on my hotel floor. He just had like a pair of slides on, shorts, and a t-shirt.
It was great. Did anyone else think it was a little weird watching that Rudy Gobert fella?
Mm.
Right, first game back.
I kept an eye on him and Donovan Mitchell an awful lot.
Okay.
Because it's been well publicized. They don't really care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was wondering if there was going to be, much like the Astros, maybe an elbow just kind of goes somewhere it shouldn't or something. But
well, I'll say this. He's the guy that shut it down, man. And for him playing in the first game back, I was just like, wow. I don't think this is intentional. But
I think it was intentional.
Really?
First game back is the team that ended it?
I guess.
I think the NBA thought that out, yeah.
Why? Why would...
Just to say, like, okay, look.
We
survived. You can survive, too.
Really?
Somebody had the idea.
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
That was on purpose.
Yeah, no question.
I don't know. I guess I just didn't get that message.
When I saw it, I chuckled and was... When I saw they were the first game, and I thought, oh, way to go, NBA. First thing that popped
really?
Into my
way
head.
To
yeah.
Go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, this is... I
don't mean way to go. Like, I applaud...
Oh,
it doesn't really make any difference to me, but I knew that... I had a feeling that they knew what they were doing there.
All right. Now, when we... coming up, we're going to get a little bit more into the Carson Wentz stuff. We're going to get a little bit more into our anticipation for tomorrow night when the Sixers come back right here tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know what was weird? Was it Thursday? Was it Wednesday night? There was like no, the Sixers weren't playing, obviously. The Flyers weren't playing.
Phillies,
yeah. They're off for the foreseeable future as that's been shut down as of right now. It was weird Wednesday because I was like, wow, no sports for us in the city.
Yeah, I went to bed early again. It was one of those where like, oh, I don't have to stay up and watch sports. I'm going to go to bed.
But guess what? As of tomorrow night and as of Sunday, we're going to have our sports back.
Yeah.
Officially have our sports back. We're going to have our two teams here, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Flyers and the Sixers will be up and running again. So that's why we are turning the page on our New Year's program today, our 2020 2.0 show. I said I wanted to give something away right here in this opening segment. We're going to do that right now with Marvin, Philly. Marvin, do you have a New Year's sports resolution?
I do have a New Year's sports resolution. My New Year's sports resolution is to be able to teach my son how to be the best athlete and best leader on and off of the court in his community.
Oh, awesome. How old's your son, Marvin?
My son is 3 now.
That's awesome.
Never too young
and
to start
that. Never too young, and I want to make sure growing up he got the best role model, and he's looking up to the right people.
Marvin, that is great. What do you got on the Sixers, my friend?
So with Ben Simmons playing the 4 now, and you obviously Joel Embiid is playing the 5, the Pacers are a really physical team with Domantas Sabonis and Miles Turner. I'm really interested to see how Ben Simmons can handle the physicality of Sabonis, because Sabonis is one of the more physical players in the league. I can't quote his stats off the top of my head, but I believe he averaged 17 and 13. So to me, it's to see how Ben Simmons can handle him defensively and to see if Sabonis can guard him from the free throw line in Ben Simmons, and see how Ben Simmons continues to distribute the basketball and see how these other players like Shake Milton revolve around Simmons playing at the 4.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Ben Simmons is down there at the 4, I don't mind that at all. I think that's great. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Do you think Joel Embiid should still be posting up behind the 3-point line now that Ben Simmons is playing the 4 and kind of down on the block?
No, I don't think he should be doing that. I want Joel Embiid to be around the basket. If he wants to shoot a couple of threes, I'm not against that. I think that's fine, especially in today's NBA. But I don't want him posting up around the 3-point line. I'd much rather him be down the basket, be down the block, a lot closer to that, or at least be within 10 feet where he doesn't have to worry about putting the ball on the floor as much. And that's where his turnovers come in when he's trying to get to the basket because his handle's not there. So I want him closer to the basket. And if he's going to be away from the basket, that's a catch and shoot scenario for me.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm really interested to see who's in the starting lineup, see how these shooters can, you know, get beyond, some of these lockdown defenders on Indiana, because Indiana's a really physical basketball team.
Yeah, they are
more physical in the NBA.
Absolutely. Hey, Marvin, do you like potato chips?
Do I like potato chips?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Damn right you do. You know why? You're a Philly guy, man. Now I'm going to hook you up and your son with some fine Hers potato chips. 5 Hers snacks trucks we're going to be giving away today. This is the first one going to Marvin, winning the Hers snack truck. While you're watching the Sixers and Flyers in the playoffs, make sure you're enjoying them with the home team snack, Hers potato chips, and keep it Philly. 610-632-0975. Amy, you stay right there. We'll get your resolution. We also have something for you as well. Full show today. Ken Danico, career New Jersey Devil, also now an analyst for the NHL Network. He'll be on with us at 8 o'clock today. Ken Danico, 8 o'clock today, will be on with us to talk about the Flyers' chances in this round robin they're about to play in, and then obviously the Stanley Cup playoffs, hopefully the Stanley Cup finals. How about this? Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
I like Kevin Harlan is like an unsung hero already. Like people, I love
him. The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
He was on the call last night.
He was on the call last night, so we'll talk some more NBA with Kevin Harlan at 9:05 this morning. 9 o'clock, obviously, we will have the ball drop, and we will turn the page on a brand new year, 2020 2.0. Thanks for being with us this morning, folks. We'll be back in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy 2020 2.0, everybody. Bob Cooney here, and I'm so excited not only to turn the page on this horrible year, but I'm also excited the sports are back, just like you. And you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. I don't know what's happening with the local baseball team, but we know the hockey and basketball are starting this weekend. Take a look at those lines. You might have some fun with that. And whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while or you're new to the app, FanDuel has 2 great ways to win that you don't want to miss. FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account. No deposit required and no strings attached. And on top of your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. Place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back on your total losses. Like I said, I'm looking at the locals this weekend, but I'm also looking down the road. Who's going to win the NBA championship? What are the lines on the Stanley Cup? This week, check out sportsbook.fanduel.com for all the betting lines. already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? Well, then you're all set. Use your $10 bonus and day of risk-free betting before August 2nd. New to FanDuel, you can visit FanDuel.com/Fanatic to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Fanatic. 21 or older and present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Offer ends August 2nd, 2020. $100 max refund issued in site credit and expires in 7 days. $10 bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires on August 2nd, 2020. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Farsetta in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. It's our 2020 2.0 show.
Happy New Year from 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Is it working yet? There you go. Ball drops at 9 o'clock today.
Yeah, it does.
And our esteemed, I'll say associate producer, Pat Egan, he put together a great little special thing.
Nice ball, countdown.
For the ball dropping.
Yes.
Yeah, that he did.
It's awesome.
God bless him for it, as a matter of fact. Last segment, we gave away a Hers snack truck. This segment, guess what we're going to give away? How about some beer? Bobby, how about some beer?
I like beer.
Miller High Life cooler and a case of Miller High Life. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? Nothing says
that. Was Helen Bumgardner's nightly treat, two champagnes of beers.
Wait, what? Who?
My grandma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Every night, the news.
Wait,
what did you call her?
Helen Bumgardner.
Oh.
Wait, so...
What did you call her, though?
Grandma.
Grandma.
The other one was Nana.
Grandma was cracking open some Miller High Lifes?
Oh, yeah.
In a clear glass bottle?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Champagne and beer. Always in the fridge.
Did she pour it into a Pilsner glass, or did she...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What was her go-to news channel?
She was an ABC person.
Okay, yeah. There you go. So she's watching the Jim Gardner fella.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Cracking open the High Life there, enjoying all the day's stories.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Your parents didn't like sit down and have the nighttime drinks at all,
no,
did they?
The Farzetta household was bare on booze most of the time.
Jamie, did yours?
No.
Wow.
Like even wine with dinner, you would think with my dad. No, not happening.
Wow.
Not even.
Yeah, we never drank with dinner, but yeah, my parents, two martinis before dinner, a couple of beers after dinner, later on in the night, maybe a Drambuie at the table after dinner. Oh, yeah.
Nope, never happened. But, you know, it's funny you bring this up, because in this segment, I wanted to mention the weird thing that actually freaked me out about you yesterday, Bob Cooney.
I freaked you out?
I can't believe you wouldn't drink in a first-class upgrade situation.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry?
We talked...
I don't know what to tell you.
No, we were talking about, you know, every once in a while, when we were all frequent flyers, you more so than us, Bob, you'd get the first-class upgrade. And we would get the first-class, Jamie and I, every once in a while, when we were working for Sunday Night Football. And we were like kids in a candy store. We were like, what, free booze? Let's party. But you said you kept a discipline about you and would not drink on a flight.
No, never during... No, not when I was covering the Sixers, never. Like, and to be fair, or most of the time you're getting up and getting like a 6 a.m. flight to go to the next city. You have a game the night before. If you're on a road trip, you got to get to the next city as soon as possible because the team leaves right after the game and you got to be where the team is. Yeah. So who's drinking on a 6 a.m. flight?
Me.
But I also just felt like, I don't know, I was working. And I don't know. You know, you don't know. Something's going to break when you land in the city. You're going to find out about a trade. You might get a source, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to sound responsible here. It's just what that was my thought process.
I don't want you to look at me different like I'm a responsible human being. But
I'm not going to say if I got to the airport early on times for an afternoon flight, like, you know, that I didn't stop at the bar in the airport and maybe have one or two before you get on the flight. But no, never drank on the flight.
I always felt like I didn't want to be rude. The alcohol was right there. It was free.
Yeah.
And I never wanted, you know what? There's people behind me that want a free drink.
Yeah. Then I apologize to everybody. I was in the wrong. Not the first time, won't be the last.
Well, you know what? You do you, Bob. I'm not judging. I mean, I guess I'm a little judging. But anyway.
You're kind of judging, but that's fine. And you're probably right.
No, you're right. If something broke, then there you go. You don't want to do that. Let's get to Amy in Philly. Amy, what's happening?
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Amy.
thank you so much, first of all, I'd like to say, for bringing me a sports world in the morning when I go to work, because oftentimes I work very long days and I don't get a chance to pay attention to what's going on. So thanks so much for that.
Amy, let me tell you, it's our pleasure. Seriously, thank you.
As far as sports and football, listen, I love football. It's my favorite sport. But I'll tell you that I think that the only way for football to exist is to create a world of a bubble like the NBA has, because we are watching Major League Baseball and here we are with the same problem. I can't believe that the Phillies are actually going to Florida in a couple days to play the Marlins in the same situation. I feel that the problem that exists overall for down the road is not only for the billion-dollar, million-dollar players that go on, it's also for the little people that are playing, that are taking care of the stadium, the hotel workers who are now quarantined, everybody who's not paying attention to those people as much as we want to watch sports. It's those people, for me being a healthcare worker, who are doing all these things, those people have to now, their whole lives are uprooted, where the bubble is, seems to be the only thing that's working. With the distance, with the beepers, with the snitch line, with all that going on, that's the only sport that actually seems to be ongoing and working for everything. And I think that if we delayed a little bit of the season to create one central location, I think it actually might exist to play for an entire season, mm-hmm. or a shortened season for a longer period of time.
Well, Amy, I'll say this much. Baseball wasn't going to get that. They were certainly weren't going to have one bubble city, and football's not going to have one bubble city. But I don't know why there'd be an issue with maybe having four or five bubble cities. Maybe that would just, the cost would even be too much for those leagues, which I find hard to believe when the NBA is spending $150 million on one bubble going on in Orlando. I don't know how it doesn't work, especially when you look at the NFL that makes more money than anybody. I'm with you 1,000%. And think about this for a second. We're talking about the NBA working, quote unquote, and two games have been played so far. Like, two legit, like, everything else is an exhibition. They're just starting their bubble play. And we're already like, oh, this is already a success. But it seems like if they maintain this, they'll be in the best possible scenario. Now we'll see how the NHL plays out as well.
And I agree with you. And I agree that you don't have to have one central location. But I think that sitting there and saying that everybody can travel to all different places, you're just opening up a can of worms for everybody else to sit there and do exactly what just happened in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. where nobody was infected, and now you have people infected, and now you have people infected who are going to go travel to an infected area to increase risk exponentially. And I think that that's just stupid.
I don't disagree with you, but here's what I will say. There is a lot of money at risk if they do shut down. So other than the bubble, I think the NFL is going to try to do the next best thing. I understand and I agree. It's a huge drop off from bubble to next best thing. But there's going to be so much money on the line for the NFL if they do shut down that I think they're going to take every precaution possible.
No, I agree with you on that. I just think that some sort of a bubble situation needs to occur. So do you pick four? Do you pick four corners? Do you pick one of each division? Like, what do you do with that then?
Yeah, I had said that yesterday. As a matter of fact, go with the each division. Let me ask you this, Amy. You said are you a nurse?
I do anesthesia.
You do anesthesia. Okay. Well, you know what? Do you enjoy beer?
Who doesn't enjoy beer?
That a girl. Some people, way to go, Amy.
Some people they pause on beer. I want to hook you up with some. I want to hook you up with some other. Do you have a New Year's sports resolution for us?
A New Year's sports resolution for you? Oh, Jesus. That we hope that we have all sports in the next New Year. That would be my resolution.
Well, that is the basic one right there, Amy. I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. You're not only going to win a Hearst snack truck, Amy. Guess what else you're going to win? You're going to win a case of Miller High Life and a Miller High Life cooler as well. Thanks for the work that you do in our community. Do appreciate that. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. So, Amy, we'll get your information and appreciate you being a loyal listener. Listen to that. No, look, the bubble scenario is the optimal scenario, right? That's what you
absolutely
want.
Absolutely.
MLBPA shot it down, though. So I would imagine the NFLPA wouldn't be too keen on it either.
Right. Well, the MLB would at least have to do two bubble cities like the NHL, at least.
Yeah.
And there originally was an
Florida and Arizona would, you know, make the most sense from an infrastructure standpoint.
Uh-huh.
But they said no.
Well.
And how's that working out?
They're kind of smart.
Yeah. Well, if you want to have a bubble in, quote-unquote, bubble in Florida, other than the NBA and what they're doing. And let's not forget that the NBA doesn't have every team involved. Major League Baseball didn't even start their season, so that's all 30 teams involved.
Well, you can already say there's one team, and you just drop the Marlins because you should cancel them as a franchise.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing. But the NFLPA, if they really wanted to do that, I really think the only way to do it was to have at least four bubble cities. I mean, you think about it, it would make more sense if every city or every division had their own bubble. But, I mean, how much money are you going to be putting out to have, you know, all the bubbles across Major League Baseball?
Yeah, four at a minimum would have to be it.
And
yeah.
How are you going to, like, you're going to have a bubble that has multiple fields.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can play from, what, 9 in the morning until midnight mm-hmm. if you want. I mean, if you only have a couple of fields, but... bubble just seems the way to go, and it's why I really am concerned about the NFL right now.
Mm.
I don't know how they're going to pull this off.
I
know you said you're 50-50, and I'm, you know, I'm below that.
You're like 10%.
Well, no, I don't. I really don't. Like, look, I want it to happen so bad.
Well,
this baseball thing, this is crazy. I mean, look what baseball's done. You know, we say it over and over, but if you just sit there, like last night, I'm sitting there watching the soccer game, and I was just like, I'm reading some stuff about baseball. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, to hear somebody say, yeah, and they started the season, and Toronto did not have a home field.
Mm.
What?
Oh, baseball's a joke.
And now, like, games are just going on kind of willy-nilly while other teams are quarantined.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Andrew McCutchen's tweet yesterday?
Like, yeah, this.
Your last 4 days been going? And it's just the gopher yelling.
Yeah, and then he said, "No, but seriously, this sucks."
Yeah,
all right.
You know,
who do you have more confidence in actually running something appropriately? The NFL or Major League
NFL,
Baseball?
NFL.
I wouldn't trust Rob Manfred mapping out our show today. Let alone mapping out how the MLB season's going to wind up.
It's so bad because the Marlins like almost aren't a fair example because of how poorly they handled this. Now, granted, Manfred should have had steps in place. But I don't think everybody's going to be going out on road trips and traveling around to cities having a text conversation chain of whether or not they should play. Like, they're the worst case example ever.
Yeah, and you know, like, I brought it up to somebody yesterday, and then it was like, well, what does he really have to put out there, oh, by the way, don't go out when you're on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Like, shouldn't these guys be responsible enough not to do that?
You would think.
You would think. So, as much heat as he's getting... The way this all supposedly came about by a player or more going out in Atlanta, you know, to directly relate that to him, that's a tough one. But the reaction to it afterwards has been horrible.
Yeah.
He had nothing.
Talk amongst yourself.
You want to play sick? Oh, how many? Talk amongst yourselves. See what you want to do.
Maybe the Major League Baseball's Players Association should not have said, yeah, that's great about the protocol, whatever. Let's talk about money.
Yeah.
And look,
I hear you.
And
everybody's guilty in this.
A 1,000%. But again, if you are looking to be more confident about one sport than the other, Major League Baseball has set the lowest of bars.
Oh, like, yeah.
I was trying to think about when's the last time a sport looked this bad. And... You could go back to 1994 and the baseball strike itself.
Yeah, this is worse.
And I'm like, this is a lot worse than that. And then I thought about all the fiascos throughout the NFL and all the fiascos.
Scabs.
What? Oh,
when the scab players came in, crossed the picket line and played. That was bad.
Ray Rice was really bad.
That's more what I went to, was the domestic violence issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, wait, that didn't shut down the sport.
No.
It brought a lot of criticism on the sport, brought a lot of criticism on the commissioner and the way they ran disciplinary action throughout the league. All that stuff. You look at it and you go, well, wait, hold on. How's this league run? But when it comes to something like this, they're just getting started. You had one team, the Bills, like you guys mentioned, five positive tests. So they sent rookies home right away. The Eagles seem to be nothing but confident that they could pull this off. And they've had one positive test and two other people on the watch list. So if there's any other sport other than the NBA, if there's a sport without a bubble that you could be confident at least they'll have their ducks in a row before playing, and then the obvious risks are there with players tackling one another, I think the NFL would be that other sport. Now, here is Carson Wentz yesterday, because he was asked about the first question to Carson Wentz yesterday when he was addressing the media was Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philadelphia, where he was asked about the opportunity to opt out and if he ever considered it coming into training camp.
Very well aware of the circumstances we're all living in. It's unfortunate. And, you know, knowing when this thing first hit back in March, no one really knew what the season would look like. And there's a lot of conversations, both from the PA ownership and just amongst players, and how this would even look. And so throughout the whole time, I mean, I think everyone's in the back of their mind wondering, what does that look like for me safety wise? What does that look like for my family safety wise? And I was no different. You know, I think it definitely, the health and safety of my family definitely is different than, you know, I think a lot of guys that maybe are single or don't have kids or wives and those things. So definitely had to take all those factors in, but, you know, I feel safe here. I know you never know how this is going to fully unfold, but I feel safe here. And, you know, it was something that my wife and I talked a lot about and prayed a lot about. Feel good with our decisions, but at the same time, completely respect the guys that did decide to opt out for, you know, personal reasons, family reasons, health reasons. Like Marquise Goodwin, I talked to him the other day, fully respect his decision. Obviously, I'm bummed that I'm not going to be able to play with him, but fully respect those guys' decisions that do for a number of reasons.
And Carson's is saying pretty much everything you would expect him to say and you'd want him to say. But when you do hear a lot of the Philadelphia Eagles come out and speak, a lot of them, since the get-go, since they even before they reported, said, we got faith that we can do this. Yeah. And if they didn't, they wouldn't be showing up. A lot more guys would be opting out. Still a considerable amount of guys are opting out. But Carson is taking into account all the people that are in the same scenario he's in. Maybe a young baby at home. He's got his own family. He's in a situation where he knows he still has things to prove in his NFL career. But Carson's one of the guys that's taken care of. Like, he's going to make his money.
Yeah.
Some of these other guys are, like Marquise Goodwin's coming off injury. He's got to come back after a year and look around the NFL and see if there's still a place for him.
Yeah, I mean, this was probably his biggest prove-it year of his career, if you look at Marquise Goodwin's, you know, what he's done in the NFL so far. So for him to make that call, gutsy, you know, as Carson said, you have to respect it, no question about that. I thought yesterday, I wonder if today we'll get a new wave of guys opting out after what happened in Buffalo yesterday.
It's certainly possible.
Yeah.
I would be surprised, though, if it was Eagle players. If I see more Eagles players, maybe one or two, I wouldn't be surprised. But if it's a bunch more after especially five guys testing positive in Buffalo, then yeah, that I would be like, oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
But it seems like these guys have that trust factor like Doug Peterson's been talking about for the last couple of months. And that might be naive, but if that's what the players are thinking and they're showing up and they're going through the next, I believe, five more days of opt-out time, then this is the risk they're willing to take.
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm not here to say whether or not that's right or wrong for them. They got to make their own individual decision. And I give Carson Wentz a lot of credit for at least acknowledging that we all have our own decisions to make as it relates to the coronavirus and opting out of the NFL season. But he's looking at it from a perspective of, man, I got a kid at home, but I also have a career I have to have. So
sure.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, as much trepidation as I might have about the NFL, I feel so comfortable watching the NBA and watching the NHL, comfort knowing that or feeling that they're fine. That's going to go on. We're going to have championships in those two sports. It's great. It's like last night watching real basketball. You saw guys competing last night. Like it was. To me, last night was sports is back for the first time, really.
Well, that's what felt good.
It did, because, you know, in baseball, are they competing? Absolutely. But you just don't get that competitive feel like you get when you're watching basketball, football, hockey. You know, you just don't. And last night, watching those guys go at it and watching LeBron and Kawhi, and the first game was good, too. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Like, that was real, real fun. Mm-hmm. So, last night to me was sports is really, really back.
There you
back.
Go.
Yeah.
There's the New Year's spirit right there.
Oh,
Bobby.
Yeah.
And another pumped. Batch of no positive tests down there.
There you go, Pop. Now, how about this? You also want to be positive a little bit more here? Well, that Sal Palantonio fellow was back on Mike Missinelli's program yesterday, where he talked about the NFL's plan. See if this inspires some confidence.
I think the NFL is doing the right thing. I think that the protocol program that they put into place in terms of testing and retesting and retesting, which, by the way, was forced by the players, some of the senior players, guys like Richard Sherman, J.J. Watt, your boy Carson Wentz, all of these senior players who have a lot at stake pushed for constant testing and monitoring. And the NFL's plan, I think, is a good one.
I actually think that when you listened 2 weeks ago now to the NFL players coming out and reading their tweets and hearing their statements about we want to play, they actually did the right thing in A, not making it about money. And it actually makes you think right now, wait, how much about the money did they talk? Because it seemed like the health protocol was first and foremost, and then the other thing that was worked out was the money.
Yeah.
And that was identified as the harder thing, and this is the thing that could drag out and all that. But really, when it came down to it, it seemed like both sides had a pretty good idea of what they wanted. And they were both willing to work with each other on getting that done. Look at that.
How about that?
Major League Baseball take note.
There were adults in the room.
But when we come back, we will jump a little bit more into Major League Baseball itself and what's going on in the Phillies clubhouse right now, which is nothing. But we'll get to why there's nothing happening. Also, we'll get to the 76ers, what's going on tomorrow night. Look forward to actually watching. How about that, Bobby?
You excited? Wait.
We also have another Hearst snack truck we'd like to give away coming up in the next segment here. We got some other things. Oh, we do have to thank our friends Joe Stringer and Steve Castle of Yakabuchi Formal Wear in Havertown. You can check them out at yakabuchitux.com. Do you know what you went with? Do you know what the name is? Is there a blue hue to that tux there, Bobby?
I had our sales girl, Gina, pick it out for me. So she went with a blue tux. I have a vest, a black tie, and it is the most comfortable tux I've ever worn. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
Oh, my God. What? I don't, because I'm, you know, like all of us, we're not in tuxes a lot.
No.
Yeah, or suits or anything of that sort. So, yeah, this is awesome. I feel this is... It's the most comfortable tux I've ever had.
You can obviously see them on Twitch as our program.
Yes, Egan
Twitch.
Keeps taking our pictures for some reason.
Coming up,
even Egan looks good.
He does.
Like
he does.
That's I mean, not even. You look terrific today.
These guys saved my prom back in the day.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
see that?
I was given one day to find a tux, and they hooked me up.
Oh, you waited to the last minute, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you not going to go?
I just knew that they could do the job.
Were you going to be one of the kids?
Did you get asked? Or did you do the asking one day before
the prom? I went to a school that you had to pay, and if you didn't pay your bill, you weren't able to go. And she called me the day before prom and said, oh, I paid, we got to go. As if it's really easy to find a tux. So I went to Yakabuchi, and they hooked it up.
Black jacket, black pants, last minute, or go to Yakabuchi. How about that? If you want to keep it classy, Yakabuchi. 610-632-0975. We got Ken Danico coming up at 8 o'clock today. Talk about the Flyers' odds and the playoffs coming up here in the round robin. Kevin Harlan, who was in calling the action last night in Orlando.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
That was not taken from last night, obviously. but he'll be joining us coming up at 9:05 today. We'll have some other guests checking in throughout the program today. And the Delilah's girls will give us our own version of the Winter Classic coming up at 9:30
We
today.
Appreciate them.
Time at the Fanatic is 6:53. You know what? I love telling you about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. They're happy to welcome you back. And I absolutely love it there. Great place for dinner, a night of fun, because Parks Casino and Sportsbook has it all. The best casino and sportsbook, hands down, for a day or night of fun. They have a great selection of state-of-the-art slot machines, live table games, and that incredible sportsbook. Comfy leather chairs, 145-foot screen. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, now open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3 a.m., and 24 hours on Friday and Saturday. Plus, you could dine at Parks Casino right now at Bamboo Noodle House, Chickies and Pete's, or Foodies. There's plenty of room for social distancing as well, and action-packed table games for your favorite hot slots. The gaming floor is just unbelievable. It's been revamped for you. It's a great place to play and win. If you're ready for a night out in Parks Casino, guess what? They're ready for you. My casino and sportsbook of choice. Visit parkscasino.com for more information. It's time to play and win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.